Yeah, so this is an amazing story about a little town in southern Germany with a river running through it. It's, by all accounts, beautiful and picturesque. And it became bitterly divided.
That's Dominic Packer, professor of psychology at Lehigh University and co-author of the new book, The Power of Us, Harnessing Our Shared Identities to Improve Performance, Increase Cooperation, and Promote Social Harmony.
So before the Second World War, there was a shoe company run by two brothers, but they became bitter rivals and it broke the company apart, and they built these companies into what we now know as large behemoths, Adidas and Puma. And it became known as the town of bent necks because everyone spent their whole time staring down at each other's shoes to figure out, are you one of us or are you one of them?
It's polarization right down to our sneakers today on The Purple Principle.
I remember one time my fiance and I were hiking. We go hiking a ton in New Hampshire in the White Mountains. And so I'm wearing a hiking backpack. We're climbing up a 5,000 foot mountain, so I'm like really tired. I remember for about 2 hours of the hike, I was feeling like just a weird sensation in my chest.
Jessica is young and athletic, a full-time yoga instructor in Boston at a major university and private studio.
And this hike should be a walk in the park for Jessica, a day of pure pleasure. But for 2 years, she's been walking the tightrope of a serious condition with the potential for a life-threatening episode out here in the mountains.
I don't know, like something was weird in that collarbone area. And no matter what position I was putting my shoulder in or taking like the pack off that area, it like wouldn't stop.
Dr. Chris Bale has been leading a team of researchers on social media for several years now. Let's start off with a brief intro to that team and a very quick tour of Duke University's Polarization Lab.
You'd see a pretty diverse group of people. So we are social scientists like me, sociologists, political scientists, but also data scientists, computer scientists, and statisticians. There'd be a lot of computers around. We would be, you know, talking an awful lot about social media and how it divides us and kind of what we can do to reverse the course.
And I don't run with any music, which is good. And I noticed that my feet sounded different. My right foot would sound like I would expect it, and the left would just kind of shuffle.
The sound in the foot turned into a pain in the foot, then a pain in the knee. She started getting terrible rashes on her arm. Were these symptoms connected? They just seemed random. So Sarah did what most of us do and pushed through the pain.
And I mean, I've never aged before, so I was like, yeah, I have aches and pains, but you know, everybody talks about having aches and pains.
On top of those aches and pains though, Sarah was exhausted.
Incredible fatigue, but I was just like, this is what everyone complains about. You know, I'm a doctor, I have 4 kids, I do triathlons, of course I'm tired. Who wouldn't be tired?
I mean, it was like a Bruce Springsteen song. You know, they're closing down the tire factory and the old guys are walking through the gates. You know, I mean, it was just like right out of, you know, a Springsteen album. Instead of Nebraska, you could have called it Chicopee.
Well, they closed down the auto plant in Mawa late at Mawa. Ralph went out looking for a job, but he couldn't find none.
Like, I sat in on the negotiations between the company and the unions. And I walked away from this not thinking well of unions. If you want to understand how a 20-year-old, you know, in 1980 votes for Ronald Reagan, you have to have lived through the 70s. And there was disco and what, you know, I mean, my God.
Just problems, really, all around.
I keep saying, 1977, the Soviets could have had us. They missed their window.